Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Jucky's 25th anniversary retrospective podcast presented by our friends at PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. So we hop into the Junks time machine today and we set the dial for 2011. We're going to go back 10 years and we're going to revisit an issue we had, a beef, a radio war, if you will, with Matt Jones and some of the guys from Kentucky Radio. It stemmed from Seth Davis, who was a longtime guest on the Junk Show, came on with us, and we were talking about like gaining Twitter followers and, you know, from his appearance on the Junk Show. And I guess he must have made some inference about he got more followers when he went on with a radio show in Kentucky. And then, you know, sparks started flying and there
we took it personally.
Yeah. We started, there was some name calling, some insult hurling.
Did I start it?
Probably.
Did I ultimately start it? I listened to the clips by just kind of saying, hey, how come you never mention us when you go on these other little rinky dink shows?
Right. And I think that may have been what essentially lit the fuse. And I mean, look, we didn't have any sort of axe to grind with, you know, guys in Kentucky radio. Like, we couldn't have cared less about
it. We couldn't name one host in Kentucky.
No, but I got an axe real quick. It took about 2 seconds for me to develop one.
It didn't take long to go from 0 to 100. So we'll take you through the clip. This is partially us and partially Matt Jones and his crew from Kentucky Sports Radio, basically trading insults back and forth.
How come I follow you on Twitter? I'm going to do this Twitter thing again with you. Every time Seth goes on any Tom, Dick, or Harry's radio show, he tweets it, promotes it, tells them how great they are afterwards. I don't see anything from Seth Davis about being on with Mr. Photogenic and the boys. Nothing. You're just taking us for granted like everybody else.
Are you like twins with my wife? Like, I feel like I get enough of this from at home.
No,
he's been bitching.
Are you getting mad like this at home?
He's been for 3 hours.
I bring you flowers. I make a nice living. Our kids are in a nice school. We're in a nice neighborhood. It's never enough for you.
It's not. I see every other Tom, Dick, or Harry. Some horrible show in Kentucky. Oh, they're great. Some other show around across town. They're awesome.
Just make him happy and tweet after you get off the air. Just tweet
Please.
That you had a good time, all right?
I absolutely will. I promise.
All right. All right. Now, that was the first.
All right.
Some awful show in Kentucky.
Well, that wasn't
some Tom, Dick, or Harry. No, I understand.
Okay.
I could easily be convinced to just go after the sports junkies.
Okay.
All right, because first of all, I hate everything about that show. All the annoyances, all the, you know, bro, and all that.
I'm finding their Twitter account right now.
We're going to
blow them up.
They're on iTunes, okay? And on iTunes, they rank about the same as we do in terms of podcast downloads. Now, I want people to focus on that for a minute. They are in Washington, D.C. The last time I checked, that's a bigger market than Louisville, Kentucky. Am I right?
A lot bigger.
In Washington, D.C. And in Washington, D.C., they've been on the air, Zach, for 15 years, probably.
Right.
If not longer. All right? They're all probably late 40s. 15 years. We've been on the air how long?
What, 5 months?
5 months.
Right.
We have essentially the same amount of podcast downloads in a smaller market, been on the air 1/30th as long. All right.
By the way, I would put my life that's a
first of all, even if they
100,000%
even if they did,
lie.
If they had somewhere close to our number, doesn't that tell you that nobody hears them in their market they have to scramble for a podcast?
What you think you have to understand is that, I mean, CK knows this better than I do, but first of all, our audience that actually listens to the show live trounces theirs probably 100 to 1.
Maybe 1,000 to 1.
The people that access our downloads
correct me if I'm wrong, they access it from 106.7, the fan site. They're not accessing, a vast majority are not accessing from iTunes, correct?
Right.
So it's an incomplete picture. So in other words, have you ever heard us, maybe once or twice, say you could subscribe on iTunes? We don't, because it behooves us for you to access our podcast right. on 106.7, the fan's website. I would guarantee you that our podcast, if you cared about something as insignificant as that, trounces theirs when you look at the actual real numbers. The guy's a buffoon. He doesn't even know what he's talking
about. That's all he can...
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
That's all he can lean on.
And then he's talking about Twitter followers. Twitter is something that we do as a goof on the side.
We don't have an official show Twitter.
We don't even have a show Twitter.
Right. We just have our individual ones.
That's how important Twitter is to us. We don't have one.
Right.
All right, he doesn't know the show. It's obvious he doesn't know the show. Let's continue.
So this every Tom, Dick, or Harry, some awful show in Kentucky. Now, to Seth's credit, he doesn't say anything there. And it's like, okay, there you go. Now, that was the first part. And I thought, well, if that's it, then that's it. But now let's go to a little bit later. I'm going to have to find the exact moment. This, as you can see, we're very professional here.
Can I tell you why you're looking for it? Can I ask you, where did you find this? How'd you figure it out?
A fan listens in D.C. and told me.
Of course.
All right, this is the end of the show as he's leaving.
All right, Seth.
Good stuff, bro.
Great talking to you guys. I'm going to write on Twitter right now to my 31,000 followers.
Jelly. I'm very jelly.
Hey, how many did we add for you last time? We added a bunch.
You did add a bunch, although I have to say I also did a spot to some guy in Kentucky who so it's a little bit hard to differentiate. I would say you guys added a few hundred for me.
Yeah, we didn't beat
the guy in Kentucky? You have to be kidding me.
You may have read somewhere they like college basketball in Kentucky. Those folks, that is true.
Man.
All right,
God forbid you write anything on Twitter or say anything on television. Like they remember what you.
It's because they're
like,
Seth.
I don't like it when people throw my words back at me,
right?
Because basically my strategy is I say everything at least once,
right?
So no matter what happens,
it's all documented.
I told you.
Of course, they love college hoops in Kentucky. The only other thing they have is Appalachia in Kentucky. poor white trash.
Bad water. They stink.
The junkies are not big in Kentucky.
No, probably not. All right, thank you, Seth. Everybody follow him. Seth Davis Hoops.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, so there you go. Three different things right there that made me very angry. Number one, I'm used to the sort of northeastern mindset of Kentucky, Appalachia. I live
Appalachia.
I understand all that. And then you throw in Appalachia, which is where I grew up. I could take the collective IQ of the junkies combined. And we have more of it in my armpit hair, okay, than the sports junkie.
Terrible.
I don't want to hear it. Don't talk to me about white trash or any of that. You all, the four combined,
right,
have no shot of winning any debate against anyone who writes for Kentucky Sports Radio. Now, if it was like anybody that worked at the Herald Leader besides Chip, that'd be different. But if you're talking about those of us that do the blog, forget it. So I hate those
guys.
I bet you money that
they don't have any postgraduate degrees.
I think one guy did go to law.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Some guy.
We've got two.
Like he doesn't remember some guy in Kentucky. Zachary, should I be offended?
Yeah, you should be pissed off at Seth.
That's a tough one. I would be slightly offended. However, if I'm Seth and you come after me because I said that, my rebuttal to you would be, well, Matt, if I said they're not going to know who you are. They don't know who you are yet.
Right.
They will.
Exactly.
Because you're coming up on this blog, blah, blah, blah. But they don't know. So I
just. Right, well, there's two. On the one hand, he did bring us up. Okay, because the guy was like, how many Twitter followers did I get you here at Sports Junkies? And Seth was like, well, I don't know, because I was also on with the guy in Kentucky. And he was like, are you telling me we couldn't beat some guy in Kentucky?
In Appalachia?
But I'm just saying, some guy in Kentucky who, in 5 months, has as many people following him. Now, did you find the Sports Junkies on Twitter?
I found their website. I'm still looking for their Twitter. And by the way,
we don't have one. I'm not
even going to give out the website address because they don't deserve the hits. But they have got there's four of them. Okay, Matt, four of them. They got to have four people to do a morning show. And on top of it, their picture, their little photo op that they use, and all of their marketing schemes is them at a poker table with headphones. clothes on. One of them with sunglasses.
We like that
and
picture.
One of them in a Redskins jersey pushing all of his cheeks.
All right, so here's what I want to do.
Get out of here.
The question is, I'm trying to decide if I, you know, I don't want to crush Seth Davis. I'm not going to, like, crush him yet.
I don't think
he's coming on next week, and I'm going to play that and ask him about some guy in Kentucky. But we got
so that's all the audio I really pulled.
You
didn't have, like, listeners calling in?
I can find it.
He did, but it's like 40 minutes.
Yeah, they literally did at least an hour on this. I mean, I could just go in the... I mean, right. Listeners called in doing the worst shtick ever.
I don't even know. It just tilts me because I can't back down from a fight. So that's just me. I can't back down from a fight.
But it's like picking on,
I know.
We're Goliath. We're picking on David.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Here's a caller.
I understand.
That was rude.
I do think it was rude.
Together?
Oh, my God.
only on the periphery. I wouldn't say we're colleagues exactly.
Well, I know you probably don't share a cup of coffee in the morning together, but he does know your name.
He does. Not some guy. Now, I do have a text message from a guy who says, I think Seth didn't give your name or website because he knew they would start dogging you, which he didn't want them to do. Now,
I don't believe that.
I don't buy that.
And the Washington guys, just forget them. I'm with you. They're ignorant because they stereotype.
Of course. But I would still like, I appreciate it. I still would like one.
We just proved our point.
Of, one go after him. So on Twitter. That's all I want. Just one time, write your man, Mr. Photogenic, on Twitter and give him just one little piece of your mind there. Drew, what's up?
Hey, forget about those guys. If you need any evidence that they suck, just type in the rant on the Redskins. It's in YouTube. It's like 30 minutes long, and they're horrible. It's terrible sports radio.
Well, that wasn't even us.
My friends have requested
that Chad?
Me to do
this Chad,
because
was
there was
awesome.
A caller earlier this week who did the fake Dave Ramsey and fake Forrest Gump, and he ended up with Chris Isaac.
Yes.
Now they're getting their own shtick.
This is my list of characters. It's under a minute. And then you move to, I managed Donnie from Corbin, your girlfriend's way too hot for you. And then you got to go to Benetti Spaghetti and all his sources about the Secret Service. Then you go, Mr. Matt Jones, this is Larry Orton.
This is big market radio.
Can you stop for a second? I don't even know. I swear to God.
We don't need to do any more.
I'll give them a free plug.
I don't even know what they're doing.
If you want to hear terrible radio and the worst shtick in the country, whether it's on radio, internet, anywhere, Twitter, go to KentuckySportsRadio.com and see
how this
awful
guy Matt
it is.
Jones show is so good. They got guys calling in and doing impressions,
right.
Awful impressions that obviously we don't understand. It's small town radio. I couldn't believe we listened to it for 40 minutes, Brett.
You guys were addicted.
Well, we sat in a hotel room in Dallas because it was
where
snowing.
Where did you even get the
it was 8 inches of snow on the ground, and we listened to it for 40 minutes.
It didn't even occur to me to listen to it. I couldn't stop responding.
But the guy has no clue what the show's about.
I think it's blog.kentuckysportsradio.com.
I dispute that, Valdez. Those impressions were not better than my Alex Ovechkin. I am personally insulted.
Do you want to hear one more minute?
Well, the one thing I will say is our voices sound horrible on replay. Did they, like, speed up the tape or something?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think that's pretty much us.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they think those are our radio voices.
They think we're doing fake voices.
Radio voices? Those are the worst voices I've ever heard. They're all nasally and high-pitched. I thought we had settled down from that.
Apparently not.
Honestly,
it is what it is. Listen to us on replay.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think that's an accurate... Because when I listen to the replay...
They took it right from the podcast. That's
okay, but when we listen on the replay, I don't think we sound that bad. Like when I drive in or I'm here and he's playing it,
I think when Cake says jelly, it sounds just like when he says jelly.
JP, don't be jelly.
No, I think it's a little higher pitch. I think that's playing a little.
It's
fast.
Like third generation.
I think it's like third generation, and they're playing it on some sort of tape machine. Because I guarantee you, they don't have all digital. I guarantee you, they don't.
It's AM radio. They played this on. So
yeah.
Tickets now.
I think you can. Yeah, I think you can find some.
I think you can. Kenny H, what's up?
Hey, Matt, what we can do is, didn't you say you're going to have some dookie on your radio show next Wednesday? What? I can't remember his name.
That's exactly right. It was Seth something. I can't remember.
It ended with a D.
Hey, Matt, I got an email from the SEC ticket office. They're mailing out the SEC tickets next Thursday.
Next Thursday. All right. Well, I've been told that there are still lots of tickets available.
What are they talking about?
So that you can appreciate the call.
This sounds like listening to the Phenoms.
Sounds like bad college.
This guy's goofing on our career.
Right.
He's talking about it.
But, like, you can actually get good
SEC ticket offers.
The thing is, you come off douchey if you say, like, you know, Google all the articles about us or all of our career credentials. But I can you turn it off.
It's just kind of stupid to get into war with David when you're Goliath. And in this case, we're Goliath.
In this,
who
one
cares case, about them?
In this one case, we are.
Yeah. Right.
I just thought it was funny. I just
care more about Matt Jones, the coked out receiver that used to play for the Jags, than that Matt Jones.
I guess
Jones.
They changed your Wikipedia page.
Yeah, they did.
And filled it full of terrible shtick. Right. Like you and Jason dated at DeMatha.
Can
like,
I tell you something? It's so stupid. We virtually invented screwing with Wikipedia pages a decade ago when Wikipedia first came out.
Right. They're just getting around to it.
We encouraged our listeners to ruin our own pages. Right. You morons. We mock Wikipedia. In fact, we would every day come in here and read the funniest little bits that our listeners would write on goofing on our own page. We like that.
Hey, is that show in the Talkers Heavy 100? Last appearance, number 75.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Big accomplishment.
All right, so that's it. That's
well,
the
let
deal.
Me bang out some of these calls. People want to chime in.
Break.
Let's do it after the break.
Got a break? All right, we got Chris, Charlie, Jeff, EJ, Bruce. You want to chime in? Well, maybe we'll find some more clips. It's fascinating. 800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere.
The Junk's 25th Anniversary Retrospective Podcast brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for those in uniform and those who are not. Apply today at PenFed.org. So it's hard to believe that mushroom clouded into what it did. From what I can recall, what I can remember about that beef is I think we were on a trip somewhere. It might have been like Nats spring training. And, you know, as was mentioned in the audio from Matt Jones and his crew, I guess they sicked the, you know, Kentucky Hoops Twitter Nation on us, and I think they really came after EB, because at that point that was during his Mr. Photogenic phase of Twitter before he became EB Junkies. And from what I remember,
which was self-deprecating, by
right,
the way.
Of course, but you know,
they don't know your personality.
No,
I mean, just to be fair, I mean,
so from what I remember, I think we landed back in town, like maybe from Florida, coming back from Nat spring training. And you know how it is when you land at an airport. Everybody turns their phone on. Everybody, you know, all the dings and, you know, the messages and the away messages. Since, you know, you've been up in the – this is before Wi-Fi on flights. This is back in 2011, I think. And I think EB, like, had 100, like, Twitter messages or notifications and texts all from the donks in Kentucky who were just piling on the Junkies and Mr. Photogenic – and just assaulting us. And then it was really on, because then EB's trading blows with people he doesn't even know, you know, insulting our livelihood and, you know, the fact that we've been on DC radio for so long and, you know, them comping themselves to us as far as, you know, well, we're in Kentucky. We've only been on the air for a certain amount of, you know, months. These guys have been doing it for years and we have the same amount. It got out of control. It was crazy.
Was it even a radio show or was it just a podcast or like a live stream? I don't even know what it was.
I thought it was a show, but I could be wrong.
It might have been.
And we never had him on the show.
I know that they're still around because Kentucky, you know, radio or, you know, Kentucky Hoops is so huge.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just, you know, just doing shtick and gave him a hard time for being from Kentucky and they did not like it. And then I just started calling them rednecks and hillbillies and everything else.
Is that where the hillbilly thing first started? Maybe it was.
No, probably. To be honest with you, for me, well, it's not relevant to this, but my family from Ohio, they grew up on the farm, and they actually had people that lived down the road that lived in a trailer, and they called them hillbillies.
Okay.
So that's where the derivation of hillbillies comes from, is from my cousins on the farm, the beautiful farm, and
down
they hated
the
They hated the trailers that were down about a mile down the road. They thought it just made the farm look awful, which it did.
They're trashy.
Yeah, they're trashy. So they called them hillbillies.
That's so funny.
So then, of course, you re-raise it with Valdez. Call him a hillbilly because he's from Pasadena. And
right.
They have a boat on blocks in their backyard and above ground pool. So.
Well, I mean, it fits. To be honest, I like them. They're good people.
But you said you do like the state of Kentucky. You've said that multiple times.
I do like Louisville.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have no interest in making good with that radio show or that donk. I think maybe wanted to run for Congress at some point. That's how popular he became in that state with Kentucky hoops. But I actually did like Louisville. My son was committed there for about a year.
Right.
Jason, I think that's one of, you know, we were talking recently about how many states we've been to and how many we haven't been to. I think Kentucky is a blind spot for your boy Flakes over here.
And to me as well. I've never been to Kentucky. I wouldn't mind going. I'd love to go see a game out there.
But I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of better spots. But it was, you know, Louisville was nice.
Well, I'm sure, but I'd like to go see a game. That would be the only reason I'd go, to see a game. But yeah, I've never been to Kentucky.
We drove by the Italian restaurant where Ricky Pitino, you know, killed it.
You see all the sights.
That's the obligatory thing. You go see Louisville Slugger, you go see like the Muhammad Ali Museum, and then you go to the Italian restaurant where Rick Pitino had sex.
those are your hot spots.
Those are the only reasons to go to Kentucky.
That's pretty much. You go there. You drive by Churchill Downs too.
Obviously Churchill Downs. Yes.
Yeah. You do that.
So that happened in 2011. I can't recall that many more like radio wars or beefs that we've had with people in the industry. I think. Mm-hmm. For the most part, we haven't really done that, like in the last 10 years or so.
We don't care anymore. We just don't care anymore. It's not worth the time or the effort.
Yeah, it's not worth the stress.
Too much energy. Too much energy to pour.
Yeah, it's just like at 10 o'clock, you just want to be done.
Too much negative energy, too. Just bad juju all over the place.
Yeah, we got bigger fish.
I don't mind a little negative energy, but yeah, I mean, after the show, we just don't care.
Correct.
You know, that's basically what it comes down to.
Right, that's pretty.
But that was good
fun.
Stuff. That was a good memory, though. It's good stuff.
I did.
Yep.
I did enjoy it.
It's a good one to revisit. And each week throughout the year, we revisit some of our favorite memories in Junk's History. Podcast is released after the morning show on Thursdays. Thanks again to PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for those in uniform and those who are not. Apply today at PenFed.org to receive any advertised product. You must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.